Standard of California, on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, invites you to Let George Do It. The Seven Dead Years, another adventure of George Valentine.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If you're crowded against a wall and you can't punch your way out alone, call on me, George Valentine. Write full details.
Dear Mr. Valentine, for almost 7 years I've been hounding a man who killed his own wife. I can't prove that he did, and all of a sudden I can't afford to spend any more time floundering around. Next week he's going to collect $200,000 because I failed, and that's something that's keeping me awake nights. I've dealt with plenty of crooks in my life.
Plenty of crooks in my life and didn't need anybody's help. But this is different, and I don't mind admitting it. How about giving me a ring? It's signed Samuels.
Samuels?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm overwhelmed, Brooksy.
Why? Who's Samuels?
Oh, just about the shrewdest insurance investigator in the game. But I thought he was retired off somewhere in the Florida Keys fishing.
Well, according to this letter, all he's doing is staying awake nights.
Oh, 7 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, time is running out for Samuels. Why did he put it just that way, Angel? Say, what do the words 7 years mean to you?
Oh, 7 year itch, 7 lean years. 7 years it might take a salmon to make 7 honeymoon trips up the Columbia River.
All right, without making funny, Brooksy. 7 years also means the legal period after which a man or woman is declared dead. It's poetically called the Enoch Arden Law.
Oh, well then this Samuels is in a race against time.
Uh-huh. And if he is in such a hurry, it'd be a shame if we wasted time on this end, wouldn't it?
This man McLean killed his wife and got rid of the body. I know it.
Well, according to all this, Marion McLean just wrote a suicide note and disappeared.
And if the husband is walking around enjoying good fresh air, the police must have given him a clean bill of health.
That's okay for the police, but not for me.
Well, what makes you so hard to satisfy?
This McLean dame gets insured for $200,000, then conveniently vanishes from the face of the earth. Besides, whenever I meet up with a crook, my belly turns over twice. And this guy McLean has been giving me a nervous stomach for 7 years. 7 long years.
Well, as I get it, Mr. Samuels, you're retired. If the insurance company is willing to pay the $200,000, I don't see
why... It's a matter of pride, Miss Brooks. When I first turned in the report on the McLeans, I said it was a phony. It's the only case in my career I feel wasn't washed up right.
I think I know what's bothering you, Samuels.
Do you?
Yeah, the body. It was never found.
Yeah. The hardest thing in the world to do is to get rid of a body. And don't look so amazed, Miss Brooks. That's the truth.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?